News Talk 1110 WBT, Bo Thompson, Beth Troutman, and we have in the studio, anytime we have a chance to get Dan Rakowski in the studio, it's a good reason, but today it's an unusual reason, at least in the scheme of the time that the Charlotte Knights are playing, because there is baseball at Truist Field actually in like an hour, a little over an hour, but it's not the Charlotte Knights. It is the ACC baseball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so in studio with yours truly, Beth Troutman, it is Dan Rakowski of the Charlotte Knights. Good to see you.
Great to be seen today.
We have, I got like a checklist of things to talk to you about,
okay.
And but I'm going to wait, and we'll get to Sky Show in a minute here, but the ACC baseball tournament, am I correct, this is the second year that we've done it here?
That's right. It originally scheduled for 2020, of course, that year was lost, and then we played last year, and then we've got it this year.
I told you when we did the first one that I said, you know, it only stands to reason that this happens, right? We got and you talk about the little tiny space there geographically in Uptown Charlotte, where at the Spectrum Center you've had the ACC basketball tournament, at Bank of America Stadium you've had the ACC football championship, and now you have the ACC baseball tournament. As Beth and I were talking about off the air, I mean, there's not a better place in the Southeast to play a baseball game.
It is the best place to hang out and watch a baseball game and eat a hot dog.
Well, thank you. And we love it too, but it is great. It's a great location. It's great for this community. We're anxious to get it going and thrilled that we've got it here in Charlotte this year.
And it gets going coming up in just a little bit here, as I'm looking at the 11 a.m. Today, May 24th. You've got Pitt and Georgia Tech. That's followed by NC State and Wake Forest at 3 p.m. Then you have Clemson and North Carolina tonight at 7. Then you turn back around tomorrow, Louisville and Pitt at 11 a.m., Florida State and Virginia at 3 p.m., Miami and NC State at 7 p.m., and the games go Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and the championship is on Sunday. So if you love college baseball, and not just any college, I mean, this is the ACC. This is like a college baseball a fan's dream here this week.
Well, it really is, and six of the top 25 teams are in the ACC, so you're going to see some great baseball, and that doesn't include Clemson, North Carolina, and NC State. They're not ranked in the top 25, so you got some really good baseball coming up. Virginia Tech's number 3 in the country.
Wow.
So you'll get a chance to see them as well. So exciting college baseball, really, really something to see.
Now, when you buy a ticket to the game here, do you buy single ticket game tickets, or do you buy a ticket for the day, or how does it work?
You can buy all. You can buy the package, which you can get all the games. You can buy the weekend package. You can buy the individual game. So you can certainly go on charlottenights.com. And check out tickets, and they've got all the packages that you can imagine.
Wow. And then it all ends, you said, the final game is Sunday.
Final game is Sunday.
So you're not going to get any sleep the rest of this week, basically.
No, we haven't had much here. We just finished, not to complain, but it is to complain, 12 games at home with the Knights.
Yes.
Then we've got 15 games with the ACC, and then we come back with 6 more for the Knights. So we're basically here for a month playing baseball. But, you know, that's what we do.
And that means that baseball fans are in heaven right now, because you can head out to the ballpark and see it live.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, look, it's a product of the fact that it is such a great place to play, because when you all first came back in 2014, yeah, I mean, it's the Knights, and let's get this whole lay of the land of playing baseball back in Uptown Charlotte. But as the years have gone on, and you and I have talked about this, Dan, the pandemic also caused you all to sort of think outside the box of other things to do at the ballpark when you didn't have baseball. But now, you know, all things are equal again, and I know that the staff over there has got to be thinking, all right, when are the road trips so we can sort of take a breath? But this is a road trip, and you have a huge event coming in when the stadium normally would be empty. And it's just it reinforces the idea that all kinds of things, not just Charlotte Knights baseball, are now going on at that complex.
Well, you're right. And in the pandemic, anything good that did come out of it, we ended up having Taste of Charlotte there mm-hmm. in the fall. We had a beer festival. The largest thing was Light the Knights, the Christmas festival that we started before Thanksgiving. And now this year, we're going to put a skating rink out there in the middle of the outfield and have ice skating. And, you know, and it's just a product of utilizing the facility year-round. And that's what we need to do.
Well, you know, I have this new partner, you may have noticed over here, Beth Troutman, and I told her, you know, throughout this year, there are going to be new things that I get to introduce you to, including this this huge thing that we have collaborated with the Knights with on for over a decade now. It is Sky Show 2022, which is coming to Truist Field a little over Gosh, where are we now? A little over a month now. We're almost there.
I can't believe that we're only about a month away from July 4th.
And this year, you know, in minor league baseball and in major league baseball, I mean, every team doesn't get to have a July 4th game every year. So you'd like to have one, but when you don't, the Knights will be traveling. We still have a July 4th game at Truist Field, kind of going back to what I was saying about always using the stadium even in the, when the home team's out of town. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, and we've done a few of these when we've been linked up with you guys on Sky Show. Team USA is going to be in action on July 4th.
That's right. We've done it before where we've had Team USA in Cuba playing. And it's just one of the highlights of our year. And you're right, Bob. We've been able to partner for a number of years on this. And it's a gift to the community. It really is. People are able to come out. It's great to see inside the ballpark sold out. But then you look at Ramir Bearden Park, and it's packed with people. Now, again, different the last couple of years because of this pandemic. But we're looking forward to getting back to normal and having a great Sky Show.
Well, in Ramir Bearden Park, I always tell people that you buy a ticket to it. The best seat in the house is in the stadium. There's nothing better than
right.
that. And you got the fireworks reflecting off the buildings and everything. But you and I both know, Dan, that not everybody can fit in the stadium. And on July 4th, it's that one time of year where you can look outside of the gates. And, you know, around, 9:30, 9:45 before the fireworks supposed to go off, I mean, you can't see the ground. There are so many people gathered out in Ramir Bearden Park, and it's one of the really it's one of the awesome nights of the year to be in Uptown Charlotte. And, you know, they're at the center of it all is Truist Field, the former BB&T ballpark.
We've got to figure a way to charge all those people that are sitting out there watching free fireworks shows up in the condos and the apartments.
Should set up an apricot beer stand. People would buy tons of it.
We may.
And that speaks to also a huge reason to go down there, the craft beer, the food. I've always said this. I say it every time you come in here, but it always rings true, is that the great thing about the Knights and their staff and your team over there is always you guys never sit on rest on your laurels. There's always something new at the ballpark outside of just baseball. And even when it's outside of Knights baseball, ACC baseball today, but if you're looking for the place to go and take the family out or
absolutely.
Take the friends out, and especially on July 4th, so you can go to charlottenights.com, you can go to WBT.com. You're going to hear us talking a lot more about Sky Show as we get closer here. But again, back to the main reason we had you in today is the ACC baseball tournament, which gets underway at 11 a.m. this morning at Truist Field. You've got three games today, three games tomorrow, two games Saturday, and the championship on Sunday. And like you also said, it's a la carte. You can buy the whole thing, or you can go game by game, whatever you want to do.
Yep. Look forward to people coming out. It's a really great experience.
Anything that we left out?
The Knights come back in 6 or 7 days. We're on the road in Durham right now, so come and see our team play as well.
So there's no excuse not to be at Truist Field. That's the
exactly
bottom line.
Right.
That's right.
Dan Rutkowski, it's always great to see you.
Thank you, Bo.
And
thank
we'll
you,
see
Beth.
Thank you.
We'll
good to see you.
We'll see you soon.